This is Trish Bassani. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast Show is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today we are visiting with Tara Collins, the Communications Director at the Watershed Agricultural Council in Walden, New York. Collins oversees the organization's marketing strategy, outreach efforts, and the council's central messages of clean water, land conservation, and economic viability within the New York City watershed region. The Watershed Agricultural Council works with farm and forest landowners in the New York City watershed region to protect water quality on behalf of 9 million New Yorkers. Along with protecting the clean drinking water and the surrounding watershed, the council works to promote the region's food shed with the Pure Catskills Buy Local Economic Initiative and the Viewshed through forestry programs and conservation easements with Protect Water Quality and Working Landscapes. Tara Collins, certainly a privilege to have you a part of the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Well, thanks so much for having me today, Eric.
You're welcome. So you deal with clean water drinking. Why is that so important?
Well, you know, I like to think of water as the new gold or the new oil of the 21st century. Water covers 70% of the planet, and yet less than a percent of that is available to drink for the whole population on the earth to share. So our bodies are made up of 70% water. Plants are also made up of 70% water. So if you think of what we need to survive, air, water, food, water is that necessary first ingredient to grow plants that filter air, that filter the water, that in turn feed our bodies. So it's like it's this great cornerstone of how we live and survive. So there's currently a global water scarcity at hand, and that puts water at the top of the United Nations priority list. And in the New York City watershed region, we're doing what we can through the Watershed Agricultural Council's programs to make sure that clean drinking water is available for residents from the Catskill Mountain region through the Croton watershed and down into the city taps.
Well, the council is getting ready to celebrate its 20th anniversary. What has driven the Watershed Agricultural Council's success?
Well, we like to think that our success is built upon partnerships and collaborations. You know, we really couldn't do what we do without the help of many other agencies and organizations. And the funding that we get from the New York City Department of Environmental Protection, the U.S. Forest Service, and the USDA, our program success is based in the fact that all of our programs are 100% voluntary. We're locally controlled. The nonprofit, the Watershed Agricultural Council, is situated here in the Catskills with two offices in Walton and one over in the Croton Watershed in Yorktown Heights. And the other thing that makes our program so successful is that we're 100% funded by the City of New York. So when somebody chooses to work with us, a private landowner on behalf of the public good, they're doing that because they see the value of clean water, but also the programs are attractive because they're fully funded. The city could build a $10 billion filtration plant and operate it at $1 million a day, but they looked at it from a different perspective, and they realized that they could invest far less money at the source and get much better products. So over the past 20 years, they've invested about $1.6 billion in the watershed protection programs throughout the region, not just through the council. They've invested about $130 million with us for agriculture, forestry, and conservation easement programs. But what they have done is they have embraced this concept of payment for ecosystem services and has now actually made themselves and us, along with some of our sister organizations, an international model for watershed management.
Can you tell us how the council is achieving its goals with water quality?
Well, we like to think of ourselves revolving around water and land. Those are the region's blue and green assets. And the focus of what we do is centered on the watershed, the food shed, and the view shed. And our primary programs in agriculture, forestry, and conservation easements all take a land conservation approach to water quality protection through the working landscape. And, of course, you can always read more about our programs and who we are at nycwatershed.org. We do a lot of education for farmers, foresters, loggers, teachers, as it relates to the watershed and clean water. And we try to help people understand the importance of forest and farmland in the protection of water quality. And agriculture, farmland, and forest land are the highest and best uses of land when it comes to protecting clean drinking water.
Today we are visiting with Tara Collins, the Communications Director at the Watershed Agricultural Council in Walton, New York, here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the ePodcast Network. The Watershed Agricultural Council works with farm and forest landowners in the New York City watershed region to protect water quality on behalf of 9 million New Yorkers. Tara, what is the council doing to promote strong local economies in agriculture and forestry?
Well, we have a Pure Catskills Buy Local campaign for regional food and wood products, and that strives to connect farm, food, and wood businesses and their products with markets and consumers, not just throughout the watershed, but also in New York City and hopefully in parts beyond. These are small businesses, entrepreneurs in the truest sense of the word. You know, I like to think of the farmer. You know, he's not just a farmer. He's a veterinarian, a botanist, a weatherman, accountant, marketer, mechanic. This group of small businesses literally drive the rural economy through the multiplier effect. So if you think of every $1 generated with a neighborhood farm through, say, a farmer's market purchase, continues to circulate our local economy 3 to 7 times. So when we choose how to spend our food dollar, it goes a long way to investing in our communities simply through what we eat. So it's really important for people to embrace local food and local products. And the Pure Catskills Buy Local campaign hopes to raise the level of awareness of that connection between strong local economies, thriving farms, and wood products businesses.
How does all this lend itself to the entrepreneurial spirit?
Well, people understand this underlying sense and need for collaboration. And people who work and live in the watershed for a variety of reasons. And usually it's because of what this area has to offer. And despite all the obstacles of infrastructure or distance to markets or distribution issues, when you live in the watershed and you work in the watershed, you're really forced to think outside of the box. So we're looking for strong relationships with our consumers through this Buy Local program, and we're finding that using technology to host a web presence and marketing channels like social media and video and an online store are helping agriculture and forest businesses here in the watershed remain competitive.
Where does the Watershed Agricultural Council see itself 20 years from now? I know you've seen great success over these last 20 years. Where do you see it in 20 years from now?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask, because we just updated our strategic plan, and we have taken a move towards more economic viability strategies and goals. We've actually moved economic viability ahead of our water quality mandate and land conservation, but we're still using those two things to drive this regional economic vitality. And we see that it is really important to the success of the watershed, food shed, and view shed. At the council, we see ourselves as providing strong local leadership by collaborating with others, being a facilitator of discussion and project execution, and serving as a matchmaker where people, organizations, and visions need to be brought together. So one of our recent successes is Catskills FarmLink. It's an online resource designed to connect farmers looking to farm in the Catskills with willing landowners. And eight organizations came together to bring this project to fruition. And the council helped place the pieces together and has served as an anchor on which this project is tethered. So its success serves as a model for future collaborations. And in some cases, we take the back seat, like our role with Catskills FarmLink, but in others, we like to take the lead, like with Pure Catskills. So we're using more technology to educate people about the watershed, about the importance of water and working landscapes, and promoting the economic success of the region. And along with CatskillsFarmLink.org and buypurecatskills.com, the council's website has a ton of information on whole farm planning, forestry best management practices, events, and resources, all at nycwatershed.org. And, you know, the more people know, the more they feel empowered to do something and to make the right choice. And we also put lots of current information on our blog, You and Your Watershed, on our Facebook pages for the Council on Pure Catskills. And look for our videos on the YouTube channel.
Very good, Tara. Now, what could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion that could help our listeners be more green conscious?
Wow. In relation to water, I think to remember a couple things. Water is a finite resource. It follows the hydrologic cycle. So rain falls, it seeps through the ground, it becomes filtered, and we can tap into that either through groundwater wells or through surface water like we do here in the New York City watershed. And so if we can try to keep water as clean as possible throughout all processes, be it in the home or in our businesses, to really see the value that water brings to everything that we do. I mean, remember, we are 70% water, the planet is covered in water, and all life depends on clean water. So you can do your part, and you can also do your part to help strengthen your communities by choosing to spend your food dollars with your local farmer, wood products business, and Main Street business.
She is Tara Collins, the Communications Director at the Watershed Agricultural Council in Walton, New York. The Watershed Agricultural Council works with farm and forest landowners in the New York City watershed region to protect water quality on behalf of 9 million New Yorkers. And the website of reference, once again, is nycwatershed.org. Tara, thanks so much for joining us today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.